Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, November 4th. In the news this morning, overnight ebot prices were December corn up 2¼ cents, 566¼. December wheat up 5¾ cents at 786¾. And January beans down 1¢¾ at 1242½. We did sell 100,000 metric tons of soybeans to Egypt this morning. That's a little bit unusual, but a little piece of business, not much. The export sales this morning, 1.86 on the beans, just over the high guess. 1.2 on the corn, 200,000 under the high guess. And wheat was 400,000, 100,000 off the high guess. So just decent exports. Corn, Mexico, Japan, and Colombia took the bulk of it. The beans, China took the bulk of the beans. But Mexico was in for a little bit, 178, I think it was. The big news this morning, as it was yesterday, is the crude oil. Yesterday, the crude oil tanked on news that OPEC was going to raise production levels. This morning, the rumor is that they're not going to raise production levels. Crude oil had rallied as much as 360 off the lows. We're 225 higher right now at 83.09. We'll see what OPEC comes out with today, but it's certainly ex-topic to me. The weather looks pretty good. We're going to slow down harvest a little bit as we get a little bit of snow out here and a little bit of rain. But I think, farmers won't have any problem getting the rest of the corn and beans in by the end of the month. I think these export sales just aren't enough to really get the market too excited out here. But we've got the dollar back up 37 ticks, 94.23, so that won't help. The grains at all. So it's kind of a mixed bag out here, depending on how much stock they want to put on the crude oil. But if crude oil does come out with an increase in production, the crude oil is going to go slamming right back down. So it's kind of a 50-50 shot, step right up and place your bets. Longer term, on Tuesday, we see more corn, just maybe a touch more corn. And I think more corn than what the StoneX numbers came out with. So I just can't get bullish on the beans out here. Wheat was up 7, Minneapolis wheat was up 7 cents overnight. The oats were up, let me check the oat price real quick. Oat prices were up 17 cents. So that could, help the overall grains here with Minneapolis back up and the oats back up. But again, the volatility tells me that more likely at contract highs than anything else. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.